News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says progress is being made in talks to end the Iran war.
Well, we've had very strong talks. Mr. Witkoff and Mr. Kushner had them. They went, I would say, perfectly. I would say that if they carry through with that, it'll end that problem, that conflict.
The president says the talks involve the new supreme leader and men he believes are the most respected.
They want to make a deal, and we are very willing to make a deal. It's got to be a good deal, and it's got to be no more wars, no more nuclear weapons. They're not going to have nuclear weapons anymore. They're agreeing to that. Any of that stuff is no deal.
Stocks are higher and oil prices have eased in hopes the negotiations lead to the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. Officers from ICE and Homeland Security investigations are being deployed to the Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. It's to help with security during a budget impasse at the Department of Homeland Security. New York's LaGuardia Airport is expected to reopen later today.
Truck One and Company, LaGuardia Tower.
The pilot and co-pilot were killed in a collision last night between a jet and a fire truck.
Stop, truck one, stop. Stop, truck one, stop. Stop, truck one, stop. Bell 2603, go around, runway heading 2000.
Authorities say about 40 passengers and crew members aboard the flight were hospitalized, some with serious injuries. Two Port Authority employees who were traveling in the fire truck were also injured. Arrivals and departures were temporarily stopped at Newark Liberty International Airport in New Jersey. Air traffic controllers evacuated the tower because of a burning smell coming from an elevator. The Supreme Court is hearing arguments on whether states can continue to count late-arriving mail ballots. It's an election issue targeted by President Trump. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP's Haya Panchwani reports on Asian American opinions on President Trump's immigration policy.
A new AAPI data AP NORC poll finds that most Asian Americans, Native Hawaiians, and Pacific Islanders believe President Donald Trump has done more harm than good on the issue of immigration and border security in his second term so far. About 6 in 10 people in this fast-growing demographic say Trump has hurt immigration and border security a lot or a little. The survey was conducted on the heels of the January fatal shootings by ICE agents of two U.S. citizens and their detainment of a Hmong American man, clad only in his underwear in freezing temperatures. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
DoorDash is offering extra compensation to drivers in the United States and in Canada. It's all part of a temporary program to help offset high gas prices. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.